Infinite Spirit, Divine Presence, Source of all life, and Source of love, we recognize in this moment the unity of all life, and we realize that that life force within us, in each one of us, is the source of life that we live and move and have our being in. We know that when we become still and quiet, that infinite presence within us helps us to become calm and confident. And so we enter in to a few moments of rest and peace. We open ourselves to your wisdom and guidance. We allow our minds to be illumined and open to the ways of truth. We allow our hearts to be softened and to allow love to enter in and to fill us to overflowing with that love. And as we rest in your presence, our souls are refreshed and renewed. And peace permeates our being. And we become aware of our many, many blessings. And we feel grateful. And so, Infinite Spirit, keeper of my spirit, keeper of all of our spirits, we are each going to allow you to guide us, to direct us on our path, and help us to remain aware of your presence and allow your love to envelop us. And to allow that love to express through us. Help us to be all that we are meant to be as expressions of your spirit in our daily lives. So as we begin to bring our consciousness back to this room, may we return feeling refreshed, renewed, and at peace. And so it is. Amen. I love the idea of that song, that the love that we express as expressions of God, that love that runs in us and through us, is ageless and evergreen. It's a wonderful concept. So I'm going to talk today a little bit about oneness. And I have to confess, when I first came into the spiritual community many years ago now, I didn't understand what they were talking about when they said oneness. It didn't make any sense to me. And over time, I've gained a good understanding of it. And I now believe that this idea of oneness is an absolute key to everything spiritual. So today I hope to convey to you and to have you actually experience this concept of oneness and what it's based on and its absolute reality in our lives. So our minds like to categorize and rate and compare and rank everything, don't they? And isn't it true that we tend to look at how things are different rather than how they're the same? So in preparing for this talk, I found this humorous little comparison that I thought I would share with you. This is how Elvis Presley was like Jesus. Excuse me. Jesus taught us to love our neighbor. Elvis saying, don't be cruel. Jesus was a carpenter. Elvis majored in wood shop in high school. Jesus lived in a state of grace in a Near Eastern land. Elvis lived in Graceland in a nearly Eastern state. Jesus had an entourage of 12 disciples. Elvis toured with a band called the Memphis Mafia that had 12 members. Jesus came back from the dead. Elvis had his famous 1968 comeback special when he came back from the service. Jesus fasted for 40 days and 40 nights. Elvis had peculiar eating habits. Jesus' countenance was like lightning, and his raiment white as snow, according to Matthew 28, verse 3. Elvis' trademarks were a lightning bolt and a snow-white jumpsuit. Jesus said his father was everywhere present. Elvis' father, Vernon, was a drifter who moved around a lot. And Jesus made rocks roll away from his tomb. But Elvis sang rock and roll. that was funny. So we need to look at how we are the same rather than how we are different. Too many papers up here. So we can look to the trees for a metaphor. When we look at the trees, we see that the leaves are not exactly alike, yet they're enough alike so that we can tell a maple leaf from an oak leaf, right? But the trees are, or the leaves are all an expression of the life of the tree. Just likewise, snowflakes are all unique. Yet when they pile up on our doorstep, we can't deny that they're one. So how are we the same? We all have these bodies that have eyes and nose and ears and a mouth and arms and legs and toes and fingers. But we don't look alike. None of us look alike. Just like the leaves on the trees. And we all experience emotions, everything from hate to love, to fear, to unhappiness, to happiness, all of those things, but they don't define us. Each one of us is a unique expression of the life force that has made us and is coursing through us now and keeping us alive. The tree we are connected to is the tree of life. Each one of us is alive, and the life force is the one thing that we share that is the same. The life force is our connection to God, to the universe, or source energy, whatever you want to call it. According to Ernest Holmes, the same spirit that was in Jesus Christ is in all of us. Beyond the outward appearances that we see, we all have divine potential. At the spiritual level, we are all equal. Some people have allowed their spirit to blossom and they become very creative or great leaders or many different things. Some of us have neglected our spirit. And some are oblivious to even having a spirit. It reminds me of that old joke about some people make things happen, other people watch things happen, and then people say, "What happened?" So this life force that we have, we experience it as energy. Energy, we know, can have different frequencies. And we tend to hang out with people who have a similar frequency. Or vibration is another word for it. And we may be attracted to people who have a higher vibration than we do. Our consciousness is a reflection of our vibration, of our frequency. And we can raise that vibration by increasing our conscious contact with our energy source. It's like plugging your phone into the charger. We plug into our charger when we take time to be quiet, to meditate, or just to sit and watch our breath come in and go out, in and out. We calm the frenetic energy of the world when we recognize and become aligned with that source energy. And we always feel so much better when we do that. Dr. Joe Dispenza, in a book called Breaking the Habit of Being Yourself, tells us that the magnetic field is energetic in nature, and our thoughts send out an electrical signal out into that field. And our feelings that we generate draw to us the experiences that we have. Thus, our thoughts and our feelings are an electromagnetic signature that's unique to us. And it influences our surroundings. So we should all be asking ourselves, what am I broadcasting on a daily basis? What am I broadcasting? So now, when you meet someone and you know that they are alive, you know that you have something in common with them. You are both an unique expression of source energy. And this is the same as saying that we are all children of God. What gets in the way of our recognition of this is our judgments, our mind and our ego's assessment of the differences that we sense with our body. When we can let go of those differences and look for how we are alike, we recognize our oneness. When we can courageously look into someone else's eyes and see the reflection of their soul or their spirit. Many people have trouble with eye contact because the experience can be very powerful. They might feel shy or fearful of what might happen. Yet overcoming this fear is a very powerful experience. I encourage you to open your heart and to begin seeing one another as the spirit or the life force that we share. This is how we experience oneness. In book two of the Conversations with God series, we are told that change in the world, in the problems of the world, will only happen when there's a change in the hearts of mankind. We must stop seeing God as separate from us, and we must stop seeing one another as separate. We all come from the same source energy, So we are one in the spiritual realm. And we need to be the change. It needs to begin with us. That is why I say, understanding this idea of oneness is the key to everything. So I'd like for us to turn to page 24 in your songbook, and we're going to sing a couple verses of this song called "I See the Light of God in You."
Oh,
All right, let's just take a moment now. All right, let's just take a moment now and close your eyes. Stay standing. Stay standing and close your eyes. And check in with yourself now. How are you feeling? Were you able to overcome any fear that you had about connecting? Has your heart opened up? Can you feel the oneness? So I encourage you to remember this experience as we go into 2019. Look for the good in people. Look for the God in people. Look for the beauty. Look for the ways that we are the same rather than different. Thank you for participating with me in this little experiment. So now let's make our circle and do our peace song now.